We are commonly faced with stress, pressure from our workplaces, from family. Life is stressful. Many of us fall into depression. Some of us end up taking our own lives as a result of not knowing and understanding the qadr of Allah. We get caught up in this state of depression. Depression where we cannot see any good in our lives. Everything seems bad. Nothing is going right. Oftentimes, we blame it on the jinn, the evil eye. We can't deal with it. Well, again, Islam provides for that need with a very simple act. The act known as sujood ash-shukr. Sujood ash-shukr. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's reported that whenever something good would happen to him, he would fall down on his face in sujood and carry on with his life. It was just a moment. A moment of gratitude. Showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is missing in many of our lives today. A lack of that sense of gratitude. And this is why we have become plagued with depression. So the remedy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us. I know you've all watched cricket games where the guy has scored this or he knocked this wicket out, whatever, and then he drops down on the ground. He bounces his head on the ground, he jumps back up again. It was supposed to have been sujood ash-shukr, but not quite. Right? Not quite. Sujood ash-shukr is prostrating at that time, but it is prostrating. Not just bouncing your head on the ground and jumping back up again. It's prostrating. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Reflecting on the good, the blessing which is in our lives. Try to track it down. Maybe you feel there is no blessing, but when you're in that sujood and you stay in that sujood 2-3 minutes, reflecting, finding good, because for sure there is good. In each and every one of our lives there is good, but we just can't see it due to the depression, the stress, the worry. So that's the time out that we open up and reflect and reconnect with the mercy and the blessings of Allah in our lives. And believe that if you do that regularly, as it was the sunnah muakkada of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will make a difference in your life. If you do it properly, you do it sincerely, it will remove your depression. It will remove it. Inshallah. Inshallah. So let us bring it back into our lives. Because I'm sure, if I ask, how many people made sujood ash-shukr this week? One time, put your hand up. Look at that. We have about 700 people here and not a single hand is raised. What is that saying? We have lost touch with Islam. This is something the Prophet ﷺ did regularly. Not just sunnah, sunnah mu'akkada. And we don't even bother to do it at all. Are we better than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I mean, is it so difficult? You don't have to make wudu. Sujood al-shukr, you don't have to make wudu. You could be in a state of janaba, menses for the women. You can make sujood al-shukr. You're not sure where the Kaaba is, don't matter. Make your sujood al-shukr. It's completely easy. Fully available. But we're not taking it. And then we wonder, why do we have all these issues in our lives and the problems and the this and the that? When the things which have been given to us, we don't even take. We don't value them. When we say, Muhammadur Rasulullah, wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, when we say that, what does that mean? Just words? Or it means that the example which he gave us of sujood al-shukr, we are going to follow him. That's the point. It's our loss. Of course, it doesn't affect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's our loss. We are the ones who lose by not following his way. We are the ones who then suffer depression, suffer stress, suffer all these things simply because we don't follow such a simple act which the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us. So brothers and sisters, this is the deen. We need to know it and we need to live it. It is there to make our lives better. It's not a burden that we're putting on ourselves. The doors are open to make our lives peaceful, happy lives, if we follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.